was when the Goyim killed you. So Mar says, Harugei Malchus Kivu Nishloi Bedin Kamitlei Hevle Kapora. Maybe that's called the Bi Kapora. When the Goyim come and killed you without a din, you don't supposed to, Stam Rishis, that's called the forgiveness for you. But maybe Harugei Bezim, when Bezim killed the person, Kivu the Bedin Kamitlei, they'll kill you with a Psak Din, like they hold you're supposed to be killed. If so, Lehevle Kapora. Maybe that's not called the Kapora for you. Since you did a Chet, and you deserve to be killed because of that Chet, so you're being killed because of your chet, but maybe this alone is not called the kapara for you. Teda, bring your proof, like you were saying. Teda, what's the proof of this? This man, we learned in our Mishnah. So you hold your kovra noisa mikivras avaisav. That even after Bezdin killed somebody, you're not allowed to bury him in a regular cemetery by his father. Now why? V'yisagadadif, you're going to tell me, kivra the yikto, have a look kapara since Bezdin killed him. By Bezdin killing you, that gives you a kapara. So the Chur, once Bezdin gave you skila, now you're like a tzaddik, or at least you're not a rusher anymore. It's so likru misa, likru. The Chur, you should be able to be buried by your father. And the Mishnah says, still no, even after Bezdin kills the person, still Bezdin has to bury him in a separate cemetery. She said, as you were saying, even after you kill through Bezdin, still you have no kapara, still you consider the rusher. So where is this true? I'll tell you, misa kfur bidin. Maybe you need two fi kapara. He has to be killed through Bezdin, and then he has to be buried. But maybe after they bury him, then he has his kapara. So it's still a kasha for Yirni Dachas. I mean, it's still a proof. For Yirni Dachas, even after they bury the mason, still you cannot bring the carbon. Aye, by that time they have the kapara, why can't you bring the carbon? It has to be Hayo Fanitcha Yitcha. Moisiv Ravad Barava. It says in Mishnah, Lehevi Misablin. It says by a person that was killed through Bezdin, we do not sit shiva. El oininis, only the mitzvahs oinin we keep, not avelis. Why? Shein aninus el belayv. Aninus is not really a covenant for the mates. It's not a din belayv, you can't do mitzvahs. But it's not called really showing respect to the mates. So even though he's a Russia, aninus you keep, but not avelis. Now, these sagot that if you're going to tell me if you think, kivon the ikper, have you look kapara, since the person is killed through Bezdin, and then he has his kavur and they bury him. That he has his kapara then, so after they buried him, he's not a rusher anymore. And so, Liadla, we should shiva for him. There should be a din of a novel here. Because he has his kapara, and our Mishnah says still no. Our Mishnah still says, even after kfura, because Avelis is after a kfura. And still the Mishnah says we don't sit shiva for him. So Mar says, true, I'll tell you, need a third thing. Vidanami ichu basa. It's not enough just to be buried, but it has to be in a matzav that the basa starts to disintegrate. After the bus was disintegrated, then he has his kapara. And they can have a bigger proof for this also. The Tanya says in the Mishnah, Nisachal HaBosa, after the meat gets disintegrated, after it rots away, then Malakun HaTzomai, now you're allowed to collect his bones, the Korver Naisabim Kaiman, now you could bury him next to his father. Like now he lost his shame, Russia. Shema Mina, there's the proof. Yes, everything's very good. He first gets his kapara, a person that was killed because of a chet. After he's killed, after he's buried, after the body rots away, then he gets his kapara. So therefore, Avelis, you don't have, because at the time when Avelis should start, he didn't rot away yet. So he's still a Russia. But it's still a proof of Anshir Nidachas. Why do we say that the korban has to be killed? The Chura, let's wait until they bury them, until a year later, until the bodies rot away, and then the people have a kapara, then the korban should be fit to be brought. Since the law is, we have to kill, let those carbons die, you cannot use them. It's a proof that since at one time the carbon was not fit to be used, since at one time it was not fit to be used, you can never use it anymore. So you still have a good proof. Ravashi, Rashi is another terrorist. Ravashi Yomar, Avelis, Miemasaiko Maschelis. When does Avelis start? Nistila Sagoyim. As soon as you close the coffin, put the coffin in the ground, you cover him up, that's when Avelis starts. At that time, a person is still a Russia. You know why? Because Kapora may be like the heavy. When does he have his forgiveness? I'll tell you. Michichazi Tsarwa the Kivra Purta. Ravashi says, not that we said before that his meat has to run away, even before that. But at Koponim, the body has to be put into the grave, and when it stays in the grave a little bit, and has a little bit of the pains of the grave, that's when he has his Kapora. Therefore, Avelis you can't, because Avelis starts before the grave, before he has his tzar. Rashi says, it means, the Olam, Rashi says, the first good line, the next good line, the Olam Lai Bina Nichola Bas, you don't need the body to be rotten away. Elat Sarwa the Chibakab, you just need the pains of being in the grave. Purr it a little bit. The time of the Lidoa, we're not Masabo, because Avela starts when you close the grave. And at that time, it didn't have any Tsar, the Chibakab. Terechnami, a few minutes later, a day later, he has his kapar already. So if we have a good proof, that Vayirani Dacha, since you could use that korban, there's a proof that a korban, however, Yitzchah, Yitzchah. So the Gemara, Hilkach would hoyo v'yitchi yitchi. Iyachi, if it's like Rav Ashi saying, Lom li yichad osar. According to Rav Ashi, when does the person have his kapara? After he's killed and after he's buried? For a little bit. So why does our Mishnah say you could first remove him, bury him near his father? After the body rots away, what do you need yichad osar for? You just have to wait a few minutes till he has the tsar of chibut hakever. So where is it true, but mishum b'layefsha. Because you can't do it anymore. So Rashi says, Mashma, once you put him in there, he starts to wait a day or two. So then Rashi says, that Nifta Krista, we're afraid maybe his stomach burst open already. Well, Masricha start to smell away. So if it's not the covenant taken then, so if you have to wait until the body rots away, and then the bones, you could re-bury stuff yourself. Now the more says, Kivre the Rav, by the Kever, the Kever of Rav, by Rav's grave, Shakli minay offer, people used to come and take away the dirt. The yeshtuya bas yoyma, the people would drink and they put into water. Whoever was, they held that was a refuah. So they used it for refuah. That's what happened, the people became well. Is also they came, armulel leshmul, they ask shmul, are you allowed to do this or not? According to the sad, why no? And maybe it's asa bano. Just like a mace is asa bano, maybe the offer, the dirt around them is also asa bano. Armulel leshmul said back, no, you should know, yo, you started doing the right thing. Why? Karka Oilamu, it's only ground, karka. And the klal is the karka Oilam, ain't in the terrace. Karka Oilam does not become also. The Yasir the Pasik says, Vayashlech es haforo al kever b'neyom. That they threw the offer al kever b'neyom. So makesh kever b'neyom, le avodis kechovim. It's talking about Avodis Zorah there. Ma avodis kechovim. Bin mechubo le mitzvah, just like Avodis kechovim, does not become also by when it's mechubo. To see the pasuk says, "Asher atem yorshim oisom es aloyehem alahorim haramim on the high mountains." So we dashin if you have a getchka alahorim on top of the mountain aloyehem the getchka that's also bano. But below yahorim aloyehem, if the goyim would worship a mountain, the mountain would not become also bano. Why not? Because it's kar goyim. Ground itself, even if the goyim worship the ground, doesn't become also bano. Same thing goes here. The ground around the mace does not become asa bano. Hochinami, the mechubal and misasur, the dirt around the kever, around the grave, you're allowed to use that dirt, you're allowed to take the dirt and have ano from it. Mesei Avakash, it says here, hachoytzit kever liyoviv, somebody hollowed out, made a grave for his father, v'holach v'kibu mokamacher, and instead he put his father in a different grave, harezel liyikva boyalomit, he can never use this grave, he can't use it for anything else. So who, why? Because since he set it aside for his father, it became also banor already. I look who is ground doesn't become also banor. So for instance, Hokamaskina the Kevin Binyan. Talking about Kevin Binyan, Rashi says, Shebonu Lamalam Rakaki, build a house on top of the ground. So if it was about the Zora, such a vice would become also banor. So here also became also banor. Toshima, come with another proof. It says, Kevin Chodosh, a new Kevin, a new grave, Mutabanor. Hito bo nefil, you put even a miscarriage, a baby, a miscarriage, a nefil there. Osa bo no, because osa bo no. So who says the grave becomes osa bo no? I is karka olam, karka olam should become osa bo no. The person says, no, Hakanan here also tell you the kever binyan again. It was put into a kever binyan. It wasn't put into the ground, but it was a house built on top of the ground. Therefore, it becomes osa bo no. Toshima, nimsa, the teseftim, the holis, something like this. Nimsa, I'll tell you, Shalosh Kvar said, there are three different types of graves. Kevra Nimsa, if you just can't wake up one morning and find a grave in your backyard. Kevra Yidua, no, you gave permission, you know how it came there. And Kevra Mazik, yes, a rabbin. And Kevra is in the Rishus Rabbin, that's a mazik, the people, the Kahanim, cannot walk through there. So there are three different types of Kvar. Alright, turn over. So like this. Kever had nimsa, if you stand find the kever in your backyard, you didn't give permission, stand you found it there.
Mutal lefnoisi, you're allowed to empty it out. And pinu, if you do empty, take the mace someplace else. Mekayme tor, the mutter remains tor. Or mutavano, you're allowed to have enjoyment from the ground around it. What about kevra yidua? Like if you gave permission somebody to bury the mace in your backyard, also lefnoisi, you can't move him anymore. Pinu, even if you do move him, mekayme tor, mevi yosabano, tosabano. So it's more smashed than the ground, is osabano. Kevra mazikas rabim, somebody's buried in a shus rabim. And now the people can't walk over, the condom can't walk over it. Mutal lefnoisi, you're allowed to move him. Pinu, if you move him, mekayme tor, the makam is tor, mevi yosabano. Because he clearly the ground does become osabano. Again, it wasn't in the ground, it was in a binyan, a house on top of the ground. You find somebody buried, can you move him? Maybe not somebody like came and stole and just put him there, but maybe it was a case of the mace mitzvah. Nobody around and found somebody buried him there. And then the klal is a mace mitzvah, kind of a kaimai. A mace mitzvah, wherever he dies, you're allowed to bury him wherever he is. Verse says no. Shani may smits with the kol yisle. Here it has the kol. Everybody would have known about it. So it was really true. So it was a may smits for the owner would have known. Here we're talking about the owner does not know how the mace got there. Therefore, we say somebody came without permission to put him there. Therefore, you have a right to remove him. If we learn like this, hoyreg beggar the mace. Somebody weaves a beggar for tachrichim for a mace, and he didn't put it. He did not put it on the mace yet. Abayi rabbi osa. Right now has money. Milse tosa bano. Right now, before it was used, you can still use it. The fact you set aside, designate something for that purpose, has money, you prepared it for that purpose, it's also right away. The fact you designated for that purpose doesn't mean anything. It wasn't used yet, it's mutabano. My time with Abaya. What's Abaya's reasoning? My time with Abaya. Tamara says, Gomar, he learns out, Shom Yegla Rufa. Learns out mace from Egla Rufa. Ma Egla Rufa. He has money, Mississor. When he used to bring down the eagle to the Nachal Eisan, even before the chopped off head, it becomes Asabano. So just the Asmona alone makes it Asabano. Is Hainami Rosa by a mace, be Asmona Mississor. If you set aside a beggar for a mace, it becomes Asabano. Rava, no, Rava Gomar, Shom Yavros Kachovim. He learns out mace from Avros Kachovim. Ma avar is kachavim. He has mona le misasor. If you separate, designate something to worship and avoid the zor with it, it doesn't become asabano. As mona is lav milso, afachinam here also. He has mona le misasor. If you just separate something from avoid the zor, it doesn't become asa. And the gemara in one of the zoros, Rashi brings down. Aim a bayizel avoid the zoro, or real shorzel avoid the zoro. Muta shen hekis avoid the zoro. There's no din has mona for avoid the zoro. So Rava learns out, just like Baba Yizara, just if you separate it for it, before you use it, it's mutabano. The same thing by mace, before you use it for the mace, it's mutabano. For the more of a Rav is still, my timer, legama megla rufa. Why is it Rav learn after megla rufa, the hasmona is milsa? Omulach, I'll say like this.